Bailey lay looking at her phone, rolling side to side. Happy knew that cycle. Someone had said something Bailey was trying hard not to say. And now, it seemed they had the power. Like she was the wrong one, the flawed one. Happy couldn't tell if it was the fact that they beat her to it, or the way they said it, or the fact that once again, Bailey was the only one thinking about every other person's feelings, sidelining her own. Bailey kept letting out short sighs, rolling on the bed from side to side. What happened? Happy finally found the courage to ask. She wasn't at all prepared for what Bailey said next. Laying flat now, facing the glass ceiling, almost starstruck at the stars she could see, Bailey let out a very long sigh, then said, "Not again." Her voice heavy, as though trying to shove something that wanted to be free back down. It was tears, hot tears. She laid still, taking deep breaths and letting out heavy sighs in between. Happy knew that there wasn't much she could do, because in as much as Bailey would love to be held, she'd prefer not to be. She'd want to beat herself up for letting this happen again, for ignoring the signs, wondering when she'd learn to trust her instincts, when it came to things of her heart, of love, and of emotions. Happy seemed to be at crossroads. She had known Bailey for more than 20 years, and yet there are times even she couldn't predict Bailey or how to help her in times like this. She knew asking Bailey one more time what had happened would escalate the emotions Bailey was trying so hard to shove down. She did that as often as she breathed. It took all her willpower, even when she got exhausted mentally. Bailey blamed herself for everything, including crying. She wondered why she was so weak. Anyways, Happy reached out for the phone that had dropped from Bailey's hands, sticking with the heart emoji in cute upside down face was the name that appeared. Happy knew who he was and why Bailey had chosen that name. He had grown on her, sticking more each passing day, regardless of how hard Bailey tried to avoid it. Sticky was an amazing personality, scarred in ways only Bailey could understand. Happy always thought that was why it was so hard for Bailey to let go. They shared that silent scar that screamed at them, the loudest noise they only could hear. She had met him randomly in the most unexpected way and on the most unbelievable day. It's been 3 months since they had met. She had reached out via her tailing account, and they had texted every single day ever since. He was undergoing his master's at this time in some math college in Kenya. His face would appear at random times during work hours, and Bailey would stop everything to send a tail text. She could understand his somewhat withdrawal syndrome, which only pulled her in the more. One day, she was overwhelmed and had decided that the signs she saw were only drawing her back to the place she was trying hard to leave. So she had prayed and clearly heard that she had taken a dive she wasn't meant to, and was asked to stay within the purpose God had put her in Sticky's life at the moment. And she tried, she really did. But oh well, she was still learning how to take control from her feelings and ensuring her brain was leading. Safe to say, it didn't turn out as she wanted. Happy let out a deep sigh at this point. After going through the text Sticky had sent in the early hours of the day, this was a psycho staring her in the face, and right now, from past experience, it was going to be the same day. It was going to be some days of feeling and processing out all the negative things that had come with this cycle, which was irregular. Happy was determined not to have Bailey in this spiral. At least this is the time for the pause. She was determined. Tapping Bailey, who was already all curled up at the left end of the bed, staring blankly at the curtains. Bailey, come on now, Bailey. Pause. Pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Pause and breathe, Happy said. Bailey turned to face her. My goodness, Happy exclaimed. Bailey's eyes were all red and her face seemed swollen. Happy was a little bit taken aback by her exclamation, which was not really her usual self. No, B, we're not doing this today, not even for him. Sit up, B, please sit up, Happy said. As Bailey reluctantly started backing up to the bed frame, taking slushes in her arms, the softest beer she had. She was sniffing at this time. Happy moved closer, stroking her hair. She started, B, you're amazing. You know it, and I do. Most importantly, God created you just like He is. He made two of you, you and Him. No one else is like you, and truthfully, no one else understands better than Him. You know He's been telling you just how crazy about you He is, how that He longs to hear your voice, how He had given everything precious He owned just to have you back. You're His absolute delight. Bailey let out a sigh. She managed to say, I don't feel the love. Shouldn't I be able to feel it? Through others, how is it that I am always in the same spot every time? Come on now, B. It's all right. You know, not everyone in the world understands His heart, much more His heart for you. But there are the ones who do. And yet, I haven't met them. And the few I know, well, let's just say they aren't any better, Bailey had caught in. Happy continued. Stop trying to find His love for you in other people. Yes, you didn't get it in your early days, and you decided to keep searching for it in every other place, aside in Him. He said that you stay still and focus on Him. Don't change your gaze, fix it on Him. And only through Him will you see the love you long for. Happy had placed Bailey's coily big head on her little shoulders at this time. This was the only thing she could do, and it was just the beginning. Bailey had let out the common slang at the moment, Ibby things, as they chuckled. That gave Happy a bit of courage to continue. She was getting through to Bailey, and that for her was the best feeling. Her fate was going to be better sooner or later, or rather, sooner than later. Well, to me, it seems too long to find out what happens next, right? But hey, kindly tune in the next 2 weeks to find out. Bye.